Imagine One, The Cottage Dock, by Diamonds for You. The sun is setting. Soon it'll be nighttime again. It's an endless cycle. Empty days turn into even emptier nights, seemingly forever. But for now you're relaxing, letting the day go, and you start to imagine what it could be like. A sudden chill from out of the dark recesses raises goosebumps on your skin. You shudder ever so slightly as you gently caress your skin. It is warming in anticipation of the sweet thrill you know is coming. You lie back, lying languidly. You pull your favorite comforter around, even though you don't need it for warmth any longer, as you begin to warm up on your own. But instead, you are relishing its sweet, lingering sense of other pleasurable nights. You marvel at the sensations you are beginning to swim in. The warmth and relaxing taste of the wine on your tongue. The mellow flower scent from the candle. The increasing warmth now coming from deep inside you. You close your eyes, just listening to the sound of my voice. And imagine, I am your lover, and I am there with you. Right now. Perhaps we are at a secluded, quaint little log cottage. Right by a lake. We stroll hand in hand out onto the dock to enjoy the fading sunset and the slight cool breeze after the heat of another frantic day. On a mutual dare in this carefree, magical night, I begin to undo your clothes, first unbuttoning your blouse and pooling it on the dock at your feet. You do the same with my shirt. Next, I unbutton your shorts. Suddenly, briefly unsure, I hesitate. And you undo the zipper and wiggle out of them, stepping out of them on the dock. No hesitation on your part. My shorts are quickly discarded, leaving them lying forgotten on the dock. Quicker, more urgently now, our underwear soon follows, me helping with yours and you disposing of mine. We couldn't help having some tantalizing, intimate contact while performing our pleasurable tasks. Turning, we jump hand in hand into the cool, refreshing water. Not swimming. Standing on the soft sandy bottom, we come together, just hugging each other tightly and kissing softly, your nipples hardening in our lover's embrace. It's the quiet time of evening, but soft music is whispering in the background, perhaps coming from the cottage. The rising moon cuts a silver path across the dark velvet surface of the water. When I gaze at your lovely face, highlighted by the soft moonlight, I feel a sudden, urgent desire to hold you and kiss you and never let you go. I hold you tightly, my lips brushing gently against yours. I can feel the soft pounding of your heart through your breasts pressed tightly to my chest, keeping time with the rhythm of the water as it beats against the sand. Holding you close to me in our embrace, I can feel both our hearts seeming to beat as one. The little waves that seem to have paused for a moment in anticipation of our dance have returned, rising stronger, seeming to rock us as one, to match our breathing hearts. When I relax my tight embracing and your breasts expand to their rich fullness, I can still feel your nipples tightening against my chest, gently brushing up and down with every beat of our pulse. I feel to cup them in my hands, to brush my thumbs across your hard tips, to briefly kiss and suckle on each one in turn, and then gently nibbling like a tease, circling them with my tongue before a final kiss for each one. Your head is lying on my shoulder, your sweet mouth placing a slow, languid kiss on the throbbing vein in my neck. I bend down and return the favor. You shiver slightly in my embrace. The water has grown chill despite the heat of our merged bodies. It is time to move to dry dock to continue. I whisper a murmur of appreciation into your tasty ear, appreciation of your delectable body and how it seems to become more vibrantly alive under my soft caresses. You lie on me, your back to my chest, stretching to your fullest length, like a purring, soon-to-be-satisfied pussy, as I lay on the rough boards of the dock. The strengthening light from the rising full moon creates delightful little hills and valleys and hides some secret places to be explored by touch. I can't resist your sexy body. My hands seem to have a mind of their own as they cup your breasts, my thumbs gently circling your nipples that respond by rising again to diamond hard points. You gasp softly in pleasure. I mouth endearing words of love in your soft ear, and I tell you gently how much we will enjoy making love. I can feel your body trembling with desire as my hand lightly pets the still wet patch of soft and curly fur of your pussy. Your breathing changes to shallow, quick puffs. Your legs open to encourage a more intimate touch of my caressing hand. My fingers begin to explore that mysterious and yet wonderful place. I can feel it beginning to get puffy as the outer lips pull back and the inner lips impatiently push out and begin to unfold like the petals of an exotic yet familiar flower. My middle fingers, first one and then another, slide smoothly inside your moistness. You begin a soft moaning as you breathe out ragged little breaths, alternating with short, sharp breaths. You snuggle down my heaving chest, pushing my fingers deeper with every motion of my hand. My breathing is beginning to match your short, shallow panting, and I can see it swirling through your drying hair, blowing stray wisps here and there. My other hand strokes your breast, caressing your fully erect and hard nipple, squeezing it lightly, gently tugging on it. Your petite hands cover mine as if in joining in, the one still playing with your breast and the other with fingers stroking deep within you. My hardness is starting to ache to join in, but for the moment is restrained by the twin globes that you trapped it between, alternating, squeezing and relaxing your muscles as if to pleasure me and milk me with your delectable ass alone. We both seem transported to another realm by our merging bodies. The sensations seem to transcend both time and place. I whisper more sweet words of love and contentment, words to further endear you and bring you further along our pleasurable journey. Your body begins to tremble slightly, as if getting ready to bust. Your back arches slightly to push your breast more firmly within my caress, and pushing your pussy down harder onto my other hand, your hand moving my thumb to reach and play with your pleasure button. I know that you're getting close now, and I redouble my efforts. I bend my neck as far as I can without disturbing your motions, bringing my mouth as close to your ear as I can. I place a few small kisses in your still damp hair and then say your name. My voice becomes deeper with more power, commanding you to come. Come for me. Your trembling turns to full-on shaking, and you begin to tense up. I know you are caught between the desire to resist, trying to prolong the moment, trying to resist the inevitable for as long as you can, and the desire to let go and come. You're at the edge of that wondrous cliff, ready to succumb and leap over. You're moving closer and closer. Your breathing is ragged now, really short little gasps. Your hands have taken control of mine, using them like toys at a furious pace to increase your frenzied pleasure. I push my voice to its lowest, most commanding tone. Come for me. You know that you want to. Obey me. Come for me. Yes. That's it. Let the dam of pent-up pleasure burst. Let the pleasure sweep you away with it as the flood engulfs you and carries you along with it. Your hands are clenching very tightly and move at a blinding speed. We both savor together a forever moment of shared bliss.